Harvey Sutherland changes. Okay, so Unpopular is a new exhibition appearing at the Powerhouse Museum until 3rd of June, and it tells a story of alternative music through the collection of Stephen Pavlovic, with behind the curtain look at alternative music through an extensive collection, as well as audiovisual content. Here to tell us more about the exhibition is curator Sarah Rees. Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
So good. So I'm a child / teenager of the 90s, and I remember them, for starters. What can you say, how would you define alternative music in the 90s?
Oh, look, I am too, and making this exhibition, you know, was incredibly nostalgic and quite emotional for me. But I think the title of the exhibition really sums up that idea of the alternative music in the 90s, is that bands at the time were really trying to make music that was actively, subverting the mainstream. And they didn't, not a lot of them really cared about becoming popular, but of course many of them became extremely popular.
Yeah.
So,
you're talking Nirvana, you're talking Sonic Youth, like some of the biggest names, bands to ever exist, came out of this era. What do you think it was about, looking from a nostalgic point of view, what do you think it was that made these bands so popular? Oh my God, and those flannel shirts.
For me, it was about just really connecting to the voice of the youth at the time. I think it was particularly youth who might have been growing up in the suburbs. I think it was really easy to connect on an emotional level to the music and the themes within these songs. And I think as well, for me as a woman, I loved, you know, bands like Bikini Kill and Sonic Youth, Hole, you know, seeing these incredible front women that, you know, just set my heart on fire. And I just, I think it just had that ability to connect with the youth in a way that these sort of popular mainstream music at the time.
I wrote a song or two in that time, thinking I might be the next.
Yeah, exactly. Like channeling your inner Courtney Love.
Thinking I'd be the next New Zealand's answer to Courtney Love for sure. Yeah. So Pav, please tell me about your source, Pav. He was a promoter and also a record company founder. Tell me a bit about him.
So Pav has amassed this massive archive, and he really started as a tour promoter in the 90s and, like you said, brought out bands to Australia like Mudhoney, Nirvana, Sonic Youth, Beastie Boys later on.
Yep.
So primarily bands from the US, bringing them to Australia, and he formed these really strong friendships with the bands that he brought out and made more and more connections. But then sort of after the Somersault Festival, which he describes as really the, you know, the crescendo of his career in touring, he decided he wanted to release records and sort of go down a different path. And he founded the label Modular, which released music by some of Australia's most well-known bands like Tame Impala, Avalanche, Cut Copy, and many others. So he's sort of reinvented himself along the way, and luckily for us, he's a bit of a hoarder.
Yeah, it must be.
And he kept this huge archive right back from the very beginning of his career. So although he has had this really long and illustrious career, we're really focusing on those early touring days.
So what things have you decided to exhibit from that collection?
So there's a lot of photography and graphic design, and we really wanted to show the different creative industries that support the music industry. So there's a lot of examples of that, but then there's the personal, memories that Pav has kept in the form of Polaroid photographs and letters and postcards. And Pav kept a really close correspondence with a lot of these bands. There's Never Heard Before demos, music demos, and live recordings from bands like Evan Dando and the Lemonheads and others. And we recorded a whole lot of oral histories with the likes of Dave Grohl, Mike D, Kim Gordon, Melissa Ostermau. And so throughout the exhibition, you get these really unique and personal insights into the different musicians' experiences of touring Australia, which is really special.
Sounds absolutely phenomenal. And thank you so much for your time. I think I can leave it. I want to go, and I always say that about everyone I interview, but you guys are very close by. Are you open late still at Powerhouse during the late nights?
Yeah. So we do the late night Thursdays. All the exhibitions are on Thursdays late, but otherwise every day we're open, and you do want to allow yourself a bit of time for this one to get really deep, because there's a lot there and a lot to unpack, and I think it's worth either giving it a lot of time or coming back regularly.
Brilliant. Smart. Well played. Well, thank you so much for your time, Sarah. Sounds like you've done an amazing job.
Thank you. And it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks. Bye.
That was Sarah Rees, a curator for Unpopular, an exhibition at Powerhouse Museum. As she mentioned, late nights on Thursdays, but give yourself some time. If you've ever loved who hasn't loved a Nirvana song or Sonic Youth, like she mentioned, Bikini Kill, anything like that, having audio, a demo from the Lemonheads, that is unheard demos from Lemonheads. That's worthy enough to go see. So highly recommend at the Powerhouse until 3rd of June.